This sheet is dedicated to the Refuah Shleima of Chaim Yisrocha ben Chaim, Moshkat Chaim Feigenbaum, my dear friend, and also to the Refuah Shleima of Yaakov Yitzchok ben Bas Yisora, our dear friend, Dr. Yitzchak Berazon. Shakodesh Baruch Hu Yishlach Lehem Refuah Shleima Neshamayim LaRamach Evareim Shesag Yideyem. They should have Refuah Shleima together with their beautiful and wonderful families. And I apologize that this year is going to be a very short one. I am presently in America, and it's already Erev Shabbos, so this year is going to be uncommonly short, but nevertheless, we're dealing with a fascinating topic. Ve'ela ha'mishpotim asher tosim bifneihem. So probably this parasha, more than any other parasha in Chamishuchum Shetayra, deals with the basics of Torah Samishpot, of Choshen Mishpot, and many, many mitzvahs are discussed in this week's parsha. But the topic we will be dealing with briefly today is not something that has a special kesha with any specific mitzvah, but rather a basic question regarding choshen mishpat, the validity and the significance of minhogim in teras hamishpat. Why do we have to adhere to minhogim regarding din ha-mominus? What is the basis of Teres HaMinag in Din HaMominus? And that will generally be the topic we will be discussing in the coming minutes. So twice in Shas, Chazal posed the question, Menolan de Menhoga Milta I. Why do we have to adhere to Menhoga? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Tariyad Mitzvahs Bahar Sinai. Obviously, Menhoga are above and beyond the Tariyad. So what is the significance of a Minag? Psochim Nun and Chulin Tzadi Gimel, twice in Shas. Psochim Daf Nun on the days we're dealing with the minhag of Bnei Beishan, not to take boats on Erev Shabbos. There's a din of Ein Mafligim B'Svina, and that is in Shabbos Yud Tesu Madalah, but that din refers to a case in which a person is Mafrig B'Svina, and he intends to stay on the ship Shabbos, during Shabbos. But Bnei Beishan were Mechadeshei Minan, that they didn't go on a boat Erev Shabbos, and that meaning is Machayev Boistei HaMogoy. Chulin Tzadi Gimel, the Chazal deal with a question regarding Machalos Asuris, and in both places the Gemara says Menolan de Menoga Milsi Shema Berimus Avicho Ve'al Titoish Toiras Imecho. So this Posek Al Titoish Toiras Imecho is the basis of Minhag. Would that apply to Din HaMominus as well or not? Six times in Shas, in the Mishnah, we find Hakol Keminag HaMedina. Primarily regarding Mominus, but not only Mominus. The first time this terminology appears in Shas is in Sukkah Daflamaches regarding the various Minhogam of Halel. When we say Halel, which Psukim do we say twice? Which Psukim are we Koyfeil? And the Gemara says Hakol Keminag HaMedina. So this context has been other Mamokim, has nothing to do with Mominus. Once again, Baba Basra Kufstam regarding Get Poshut and Get Mekusha. Chazal formulated a special type of Get which is far more complicated to put together, and that is for Kohanim, because a person might divorce his wife out of rage, out of some spontaneous anger, and then if he's a Kohen, he will terribly regret it. He won't be able to take her back, and therefore Chazal wanted to make it more complicated for a Kohen to divorce his wife. And the various halachas of Get Mekusha, once again, Hakol Keminag HaMedina. But four times in Shas, we find this concept, Hakol Keminag HaMedina, referring to Dina Mominus. Ksubas Samach Vov HaMedalaf regarding Tosefes Ksubas. Twice in Bava Metzia, Pei Gimel and Kuv Gimel. Pei Gimel regarding what Dinei Poyalim, Schiras Poyalim, what are the mutual obligations between the employer and his employee. Daf Kuv Gimel and Bava Metzia regarding Kablonas and Arisas, when a person rents out a soda. Mokem Shenagu Lachoy Shchoshim, Likser Kotrim, Lakor Okrim. So in the mutual obligations of two parties making a contractual agreement, In that context, Chazal say Hakol Kamina Gamadina. And number six, Bava Basra Beis Amadalaf, regarding Dinei Shechenim, what kind of a wall or partition has to be built between two neighbors? So six times we find Hakol Kamina Gamadina. What is very commonly quoted in Poiskin is a concept we do not find in Bavli, but only in Yerushalmi, Minag Mevatel Halacha. And many people mistakenly quote this as if Minag has the power to override Halacha, and every Bar Das will understand that's impossible. How could Minag annul or override Halacha? Halacha is obligatory. Halacha is mandatory. Halacha is machayev, and Minag can't override Halacha. Where do we find this concept, Minig Mevatel Halacha? Not in Bavli, but twice in Yerushalmi, both in Tziyachot Zayin and Yevamos Samach Vov. In what context? Both in Tziyachot Zayin is the same as both in Tziyachot Pei Gimel. Yevamos Samach Vov deals with Shailas of Chalitza. V'cholso Naloi Me'al Radloi. And there's a machlokes in the Gemara whether one could be cholitz b'sandal without going into details, which are complicated, because if you ever saw a sandal shel chalitza and a beis din, you cannot see that. Maybe in old movies, I don't know. But a sandal shel chalitza is very strange. Doesn't resemble our modern shoes in any way. So in the Gemara there's a machlokes whether cholitz b'sandal. And regarding this machlokes, the Yerushalmi says, Minag Mevatel Halacha. So this is a term we find once regarding Mominus and once regarding Isurim. So Minag Mevatel Halacha, we must interpret in two different ways. Regarding Schilas Poyalim, well, the Bavli has the same halacha without any far-reaching or extreme terminology of Minig Mevatel Halacha. So Shani Rishalmi is that Minig overrides the halacha because the Minig determines what is the intention of both parties. Lamashal, the Rambam writes in Sof Perek Chavov of Hilchas Mechira, the Rambam writes, all the Mishnayos that we learn in Bava Basra, Perek HaMoichras HaBayis, Perek HaMoichras HaSfina, and Chazal deal at length what is included in various transactions. What is included when a person sells the house? What about the furniture? What about the mezuzahs? What about the lampposts? What about different things? And the same questions arise when a person sells a boat or a ship. So the Rambam writes, all these halachas are relevant only if there is no minag. But if there is a minag, minag always has the upper hand, because we assume the transactions that people make menastam. Obviously, it's aldas hamina. So the Rambam writes, it all depends on the minag and on accepted terminology. If in a given place and time, bias would include various things that are in the bias, then that is halacha. So the Rambam writes, all these mishnayos are dependent on minag. If there's a given minag, the minag always overrides any halacha. That is not because essentially minig is more powerful than halacha, but in transactions everything depends upon the intention of the parties. And therefore if there is a minig, we assume that their intention is based on the minig, and that is the way we must understand minig mevatel halacha. It is not because in the purest form essentially minig overpowers halacha, but minig determines what the halacha would be. But that is an interpretation which is only acceptable both Metziah Chosai Yerushalmi, dealing with Tzchilas Poyalim. But with Chalitza B'Sandal, what does it have to do? How could a person determine what may be Kosher Chalitza and what is not Kosher Chalitza? So in that case, we must use another concept that is only found in Yerushalmi, not in Bavli, but similar Lashonis are found in Bavli. Im halacha roi fefes biyodeho tsei puk chazei ma amad dabar. What do people say? And the minion could determine whether we paskin in accordance to one shita or the other. And because chalitza b'sandal is a machlokes of the Gemara, therefore it is relevant what the minag is. So after a brief summary of the various relevant sources that we find in Mishnah, in Gemara, in Bavli, in Yerushalmi, let's go back to the question with which we started this shiur, because this shiur deals with Toras HaMishpat, the significance of Menachem and Momenah. So there's an interesting tshuva in the Rosh. Klal Nun Hei Siman Yud, the Rosh deals with a place in which the minig was to accept Chukas or Akum regarding Yerusha, regarding inheritance. So the minig was that a woman could say before her demise, before her death, what she wants to be done with her possessions, and therefore in that case there would be no Yerusha Sabal. And the Rosh rejects this minig totally, and the Rosh says, but wow, what does a minig mean in Mamanis? By assuming Ben Adam L'Mokoyim, the significance, the validity of Menogam are based on Al Tidishtoyes L'Mecho, but that has Moshachas with Mamanis. So as the Rosh says, wherever we find a minig in Mamanis, it must be defined as a Akon minig Vasikin, and the essence of the minig is based on Takona, Hefka based Nefka. But if there is no Takona, then minig has no significance in Mamanis. Basically, there are two different and distinct types of menhogim. Some menhogim originated grassroots from bottom up. That is what people do. Some menhogim were instituted by the leaders of Klal Yisrael, by Chachamim and various mekaymes. So the Rosh argues a minig by momenus is only from top down, and then its relevance is based on the concept of takana. The Konas HaKevus, the Konas HaChumen, and it would be based on the idea of Hefka based in Hefka. But otherwise, I mean, it has no significance in Momenus.
Isn't there a Machlok is the Raman arrived by Sliyas Karbon Pesach? The Minig is not Yid Shimon Akiv.
Right.
But the Raman says, there's Machlok is the Raman arrived, how they used to be Tzad with the Karbon Pesach.
Right. Yes.
According to one of them, you see that Minig Levatzel Halacha, even by that
area. I don't think, as I mentioned before, the concept of Minig Mevatel Halacha is found in Yerushalmi, not in Bavli, but I think the Rambam and the Rava deal with the question how the Tzliya was done. But if the Minig would negate Halacha, the Feresh, then definitely the Halacha would override the Minig. The Minig could only determine if we have a minig, we have to make an effort to be miyashav al pi halacha. But if minig negates halacha, then halacha would always override minig. The Rambam Bava Basra Kuf Mem Dalet brings a yesh oimrim, which is totally similar to the opinion that we find in Rosh, that a minig b'momenes is only if it was instituted by gedolim, by rabbonim, and it could be defined as a takana. However, there's a different approach to Minhogam HaMomenes, and I think even the Rambam and the Rosh would agree to this basic approach, and it actually was mentioned before. The Sma, Kuf Ayin Vav Siv Kotan Lamed Aleph, and many other sources explain that any halacha that originates from Haskamas B'nai Adam, agreements, whether it is in the area of Sfiras Poyalim, based on the understanding between the employer and the employee, or a metechumenka. When our suffix is, what was the understanding between the buyer and the seller? The same would apply to malva v'laiva, or to dine shcheinim. In those areas, we assume that probably the intention of the people, of the parties involved, is based on the minig. So therefore, minig would only be the defining factor how we understand the agreement between parties. And I think everybody would agree to this assumption, which is clearly explained in the Rambam I mentioned before, in Sof Perek Chov Vav Hilchos Mechira, and also in Hilchos Metechumenka in Choshen Mishpot. The Chazon Ish, Bava Kama Chof Gimel, writes that when we have to determine what were the conditions of the stipulations in an agreement, meaning is relevant, and the Chazon Ish says that sometimes Din and the Malchusa would also be relevant besides, above and beyond the concept, the pure halachic concept of Din and the Malchusa Dina. Sometimes we also assume that the law is the meaning, and therefore even in those cases in which the pure concept of Din and the Malchusa might not apply, we still would assume that probably Das Ben Ayodam is in accordance to the law of the land. That is the Chazon Ish in Bava Kama Chof Gimel. Chazon Ish in Bava Basra Siman Hei makes an interesting comment, and he says that Minag in Mamanes is because Haskoma Satsibur Dino Kebeisdin. And that is a very interesting idea. Takana Satsibur has a din of basin, that's a very well known Shiva Sarash from Chedigdalad and Mordechai and Bava Basra. Actually, the Rishonim formulate this idea with an extreme expression, Kol Tzibur Bekoimoi Dinoi Kebeisdin Shal Shivim V'Yachot. A Tzibur has the power to be metakam tekones, and I want to make this very clear. It is not only the Beis Din, but the Tzibur, the representatives of the Tzibur, Shivo, Tuvei, Ho'ir, Dinam, Kebeis Din. That is an idea we find in many Rishonim, but the Chazon Ish broadens the idea also to Minhag. Because in Minhagim, there never was a formal Hachlota. It is not, that is the basic difference between a minhag and a tekana. A tekana was instituted in some formal assembly in which decisions were made and accepted by the representative body of the tzibur. But a minhag reflects as comes a tzibur, which was never formalized. And the Chazon Ish goes to the extreme and saying, even regarding Minhagim, Haskomes Atzibor Dino Kebeisdin, and that would be a new interpretation of the relevance of Minhagim and Dina Imominis, that is the Chazon Ish in Bava Basra. What is clear, and I want to substantiate the Chazon Ish argument, Tshuvas Maharik. There are two Tshuvas in Maharik. I remember where one is, but I don't recall where the other is. The Maharik and Siman Ches deals once again with the Yerusha. A place that the minig was to totally ignore Pishnaim de Bechoyor. And the custom was that all the children take the same chelik in Yerusha. The minig says this minig has no significance and no validity. Why? Because it's never been heard. And this minig is quoted in the Ramos and Reish Peyal of the Hilchos Yerusha and Chosin Mishpah. What we learn from this minig is, if not that the minhag would negate the Torah, we would give validity to the minhag, even though Yerusha has nothing to do with Das Ben Ayodam. It's not a transaction that depends on the intention of the parties. When a person passes away, whatever he has goes over to his Yerushim, whether he likes it or not. And the Yerushim get that money, whether they like it or not, unless he gave an Atonah Machayim that essentially the Mechosim aren't his. So what we see from the Merik is we do give validity to Menhodim B'momenes even though it's not dependent on the Rotsim of the people, and therefore the reason a Minig ignoring the privilege of Abchor isn't valid just because it's against the Torah, but otherwise we would give validity to this Minig, and it substantiates the Chazon Ish's interpretation. A minig must have validity not only based on analysis of the intentions of the parties involved. After this lengthy presentation, the sources in Gemara, in Mishnah, in Yerushalmi, in the Rishonim, I must say my personal feeling would be the validity of a minig b'momenes is the same as an isurim. And that Pesach in Sefer Mishlei, quoted in Chazal twice in Bavli, Menorah de Menorah Milsi, Al Tivishtoyes Amecho, is relevant by Momenes. Just in the same way as by Yesurin. Why would there be a difference? Everything is part of our Torah. And just last week in Parshas Yisroel, we learned the Ramban, Seres HaDibros, were divided in two Luchos. Luach number one, Ben Adam Lamakim, number two, Ben Adam Lachaveiroi. They are the same. Kulam Meroya Echod Nitnu. And if the Pesuk says in Mishle Shema Beni Musa Avichu V'al Kedeshar Samecho, that applies to Momenes as it does to Yisurim. Because Torah and Minhag Avos are to dictate whatever we do, however we do it, in every realm of human experience, whether it's Bein Olam L'Mokom or Bein Olam L'Chaveiroi. And I do not know why many Achayim and Rishayim assume the basic assumption that this Pesuk and these Gemaras would apply only to Yisurim and Achamomenes. It is true that both sources deal with Bein Olam L'Mokom, Sochem Daf Nun, Halacha Shabbos, Chul and Tzadik Gimel regarding Machalos Asuris. But that doesn't prove necessarily that the rule would be different regarding Momenes. And that is the reason at the beginning of the Shir I quoted six times. In Mishnayos we find the same lotion, Hakol Kamina Gamadina, twice regarding Ben Adam Lamokim and four times regarding Momenes. The Yerushalmi, Minig Mavakla Lochas, found twice, Yevam Sanachov regarding Isurin, Chalitza, Pava Metzia, Chav Zayin regarding Momenes. So obviously, I think it is all the same. And I have an interesting raya from Bir Agro. Hilchas Yom HaKippurim Simen Tov Reish Yutes Sif Aleph. The Ramo writes, Ein L'Shanos Min HaMinhag BeInyan HaPiyutim. Which piyutim to say? Where to say them? So in many cases we say piyutim Amid L'Shemen Esra. Others rejected that meaning. The Gro says, the Ramo says, Ein L'Vakul Min HaMinhag BeInyan HaPiyutim. And the Gro says, what does he bring as a source? Bava Metzia Pei Gimel. Interesting. Bava Metzia Pei Gimel. Tchilas Poyalim. And the Gro writes to Bira Gro, that is the source of Shana's name. What's strange to me, why wouldn't the Gro quote Sukalamet Ches, which is far more similar to Piyutim? Sukalamet Ches is the same lotion. Hakal Kedrega Medina. And it deals with the Mahogam of Halo. So why wouldn't the girl quote Sukalama Ches, the same principle, when he goes to Bob Metzia Pei Gimel? But nevertheless, what is clear to me in the Ashkofa of the girl, it's all the same. Whether it's Piyutim or the relationships between employers and employees, and the girl saw no difference between Sukalama Ches and Bob Metzia Pei Gimel. The validity and significance of every minig in every area of our lives is all based on Al Kitoy Shtoyl Semecho. However, there seems to be a slight contradiction in the Grof and Bira Grof Simani and Gimel, and we're still in Shechon Ovacha and Nun Gimel, or the Halachas of Shriyat Sibul. And the Ramon Simen Nun Gimel deals with the question if a congregation, a Kehila, took a chasm and it wasn't stipulated how long his contract is, whether it's a year or it's forever and ever. And the Ramon says, depends on the minig. There are places where a chazan is taken for a year and then his contract is reconsidered. Depends on the minig. And the Goan there writes once again, Bovim Tzia Pei Gemo. But the girl goes on and says, why is Hakol Kemineg HaMedina Minastoma Al Menas Kein Hisnu? And therefore the same principle would apply to a contract taking a chazan. So if Bovin Tzietei Gimel is Mestoma Manas Kein Hisnu, what does it have to do with the Rechaim Tofesh Yites regarding Piyutim? So the interpretation of Hakal Kemineg HaMedina and Bovin Tzietei Gimel seems to have two different, reflected in two different ways in Bir Agron, Simen Gimel and Simen Tofesh Yites. But my basic feeling is that the significance, the weight, and the validity of Minhagim is the same regarding Momenes, regarding Yesurim, regarding Piyutim, regarding Chosha Mishpat or Arachaim. It is all based, as we find twice in Bavli, Shema Beni Musa Avicho V'al Titosh Tov Simecho. One short idea on Parshas Shavua. Parshas Mishpatim starts with the halachas of Eved Ivri. One of those halachas being the din of Ratzia, after 6 years of that, it says, Ahati Sadoini, Barasa Adoino es Osnoi de Marzea. Why? What is the meaning of Ratzia? So we all remember Kedushin Bav Chav, the Gemara says, Arizan Zushi Shoma Haosin, Akili Bnei Sol Avodim. Vala Avodim Vala Avodim, Vahalach Vakana Adon Matzmo Yerotza. So I remember at a very young age, I was perplexed. So why do we do Ratzia only after 6 years? There are two different types of Avodim, Moichar Atzmoi and Machruhu Beisdin. Every Moichar Atzmoi should be taken to the doorpost. How do you study yourself? So why do we have to wait after 6 years? It dawned upon me, I think the idea is this. The highest madrega a Yid could aspire to is Simchas or Avdus. In our Tfilas and Shabbos we say, Yismach Moshe v'matnas chokri ki yevet neman karos aloi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to Moshe in the entire Chumash as an Eved. Loi kein avdi Moshe. Adu aloi aresim ledabe v'avdi v'moshe. V'yom Moshe Moshe Eved Hashem. Eved doesn't seem to be such a big madrega. Chazal deal with the question, when are we defined as Avodim? When are we defined as Bonim? In Brochas Daf Lamed Daled, Chlokes Ameiv Rav Yehuda, one of them says, "Bezman Shoyisin Ratzon Shem Mokum Kuyim Bonim, Bezman She'ein Oyisin Ratzon Shem Mokum Kuyim Bonim." So why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu define Moshe as an Eved? Wasn't he a Bein Yoker, a Bein Yachir LeEfrayim? So why is Moshe called an Eved? There are two types of Avodim. Most slaves in the world would be happy to be free men. Yeah. I'm sitting now in an office in America. So, in our history, in American history, we all know about slavery and about the Emancipation Proclamation. The Mishnah said to Masechet Gittin, "Tzchusil ha'evet, she'etzin ha'tachas yadar rab al-acheres," and therefore, zochon li'yodam shalai b'fonof, everybody can be zochon shtar shikon. However, by Matan Torah, we accepted the yoke of slavery, b'simcha. And that was what was so great about Kabbalah Satoya. And given that Yudalev Tesis brings the Yerushalmi, Hada Biyatzmacho, Hoyo Avdoi Shal Kotzin, Tzchusi, Leitzit, Mitei, Mediyad Rav, Elecheles, if an evidence serves a billionaire master, and he has a good life, so why would he want freedom? It all depends on what the conditions of your service are. By Matan Torah, the Tosfos asks this famous question, Shabbos Daf Pei Zayin. On one hand, the Pasuk says, "B'nei Yisrael Dimanas Anishma." Chazal say, "Kofar en Ragigigis." So were they forced, were they coerced, or out of free will? They were Matan Nasan Anishma. Tosfos answers that a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kivyochol was afraid when they're going to see that fire, they might retract. And I ask, so what happened when they did see the fire? What happened? That's a Pasuk in Veschanim. Ve'enei ha'har bo'er ke'esh choshech onan va'arofel. What does the Pasuk say? Ve'tikrovum v'tamdum tachas ha'har. What does a person do when a mountain is about to fall on his head? You know, he runs out. He looks for cover. Nobody ran away. They all pushed in. Ve'tikrovum v'tamdum tachas ha'har. L'shivchon shel Yisrael. Nobody ran away. I once said a word that I think is a gewaldig word. The essence of Kabbalah Sotero was ours. The people, the Jews as a people, started the Bris Ben Adasoi with Avraham Avinu. The first Jew was Avraham Avinu. So what is the difference between the Yiddishkeit of the Aves and Yiddishkeit of Moshe Rabbeinu? From Avraham Avinu to Moshe Rabbeinu, after Mamad Asina, there were Banan Lamukram, there weren't Avodan Lamukram, there was no Torah. Avraham Avinu came Kol HaTorah Kivat Shelim, but that was on a voluntary basis. Avdus they received only on Har Sinai. What is the symbol of Avdus? It's a Gemara in Yevam Mishnah Nemvav. When your Matbel Eved LaAvdus, when he sticks his head out of the water, you put a Tchli Aroishoi, and that kli symbolizes avos. That is the idea of Kofalem Harkigigis. It was a collective kli on the collective head of Klal Yisrael to symbolize avos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to tell them, Kindalech, I don't want you to have a mistake. What I'm offering now is not another chupar, it's not another privilege, you know. They had a good time in the desert. Man, Slav, mineral water, wherever they went, Be'er Shomiriam was all air conditioned with the Arhanani covered and the Amado Eish, but Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to tell them, Kindalech, what I'm offering now is Avdus, it's slavery. Kofalem HaKeyis, that was the Kli Al Rosham, V'yafalpi Kenegimon Aslan Ishma, they accepted Avdus V'simcha. And that is the Avdus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yismach Moshe B'matnas Talka Ki'evet Ne'aman Karosolot. The specialty, the unique Avdus of Klal Yisrael is Avdus Metoich Simcha. So I once heard a beautiful story from the late Simcha, from the Ger Rebbe. And he related this story from his great father, the Imre Emes. So the Imre Emes says that the morphologic in the Emes, the Emes one Sukkos, said by his Tish, that when we say Onu Hashem and Halal, Kemen Poilim Degres Tazach, we could achieve the greatest things when we say Onu Hashem. So this Emes said what he said. And the Imre Emes said that there was an argument between Ziknei HaChassidim, which Ono Hashem he meant, Ono Hashem Oshiyono or Ono Hashem Atzlichono. The next morning when they said Halal, 50% of the Chassidim yelled at the top of their lungs, Ono Hashem Oshiyono, the others yelled Ono Hashem Atzlichono, and the Imre Emes said, but I understood that it's neither Ono Hashem Oshiyono nor Ono Hashem Atzlicho, but Ono Hashem Ki Ani Avdecho, Ani Avdecho Ben Amosecho. That's the story I heard from the Lev Simcha. And my interpretation of the story is this. So what's so great about Ono Hashem Ki Ani Avdecho? Only twice in the Rambam do we find the concept of Simcha Yaseira. I said this many times, 25 years ago, but I always said it with a certain level of trepidation. Maybe somebody's going to produce a third time in Rambam. I remember the entire Rambam. But two or three years ago, I said this somewhere, and a person walked over to me right after the shiur with a little gadget in his hand. And he said, Mi Rebbe, Droish, Rebbe, Droish, Lachon, Ori, Droish, because it's really only twice in Rambam. So it's only twice in Rambam. Where do we find Simcha Yisrael? Perek Yimel of Hilchas Chanukah. Why don't we say Halal Roshon of Yom Kippurim Befi She'ein Eilu Yomim Shol Simcha Yisrael? We cannot say Halal only Neter Simcha Yisrael. At the end of Hilchas Lulav, the Rambam writes, all the Yomim Toivim are Simcha, but the Yomei Achag, in Chag HaSukkos, Hoyse Shom Simcha Yisrael. So Halal is Simcha Yisrael, Sukkos is Simcha Yisrael. So this is what it says, when we say in Sukkos and Halal on Hashem, Ki Ani Avdecho, that is when we can achieve the greatest heights. Avdus on one hand, Simcha Yisrael, Metoyach Simcha Yisrael, there is no greater level than Simcha So Avdus, than Halal, Sukkos, Ono Hashem Ki Ani Avdecho. I just want to point out, Ono Hashem Mashiach was written with an Aleph. Ono Hashem Ki Ani Avdecho was written with a Hey. Same pronunciation, but it's a different word. Ono Hashem Aleph is a plea. We plea with the Kodesh Baruch. Ono Hashem, help us, give us. Ono Hashem Hey is an expression of gratitude. We stand before our Kodesh Baruch. Usually a slave always has complaints. I want more food, more water, less work, it's cold, I'm not comfortable. We stand before our Kodesh Baruch and we say thank you, Kodesh Baruch, for letting us serve. We demand nothing. We ask for nothing. We just came to say thank you. To express our gratitude that you let us serve. Our gratitude that we are your avodim. And therefore, there is nothing more noble, nothing more sublime than Sukkos Halal on Hashem Ki Ani Avdecho. And that was the avdus of Klal Yisrael Kishigdimun Asa Manishma. Seeing the mountain overturned above their heads, understanding that essentially what HaKadosh Baruch was offering this time around is Avdus, and nevertheless they were not from Masa Manishma. So when a person sells himself to Avdis, that is not the Avdis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person sells himself to Avdis out of desperation. He is poor, he's desperate, he needs the money, he has nothing to eat, he sells himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say, "Ki nidanei Yisrael avodim." No. But after 6 years, transpire, and he receives no compensation whatsoever, and he says, "Ahavti yisadaini, I wish to be a slave." It's only then that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "No, this is terribly wrong. This is my avos. Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, avodei heim, v'lo yavodim l'avodim, oizin zu sheshomer ha'asidi, ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, v'ol ha'avodim l'asmai." Therefore, it is only in that stage that he deserves to be Yirotzen. So Yirotzen, we should always be zoicha to be avodim, avodim b'toch simcha. We should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha, ba'ahava hu b'tum le'evav. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us ahava, midah k'neged midah, and we will be zoicha to Yeshua Salomim, to be as Goel Tzedek and Binyan Beis HaMikdash, from Heiro v'Yomeinu, Amen.